Welcome. We are so glad you're joining us today.
Yes, welcome.
Our mission for this deep dive is to sort through, well, the massive Hacker News fallout surrounding Google's new AI coding platform.
Right, anti-gravity.
Exactly. Google just released this tool, billing it as an agent-first IDE powered by their newest Gemini 3 models. But, I mean, what does agent-first actually mean in practice?
Basically, it means it doesn't just auto-complete your code. It's designed to act completely autonomously.
Like browsing the web.
Browsing the web, creating task lists, and generating what Google calls artifacts.
Right.
Which are these verifiable implementation plans. They're trying to shift the developer workflow from just chatting with an AI to genuinely collaborating with one right inside your editor.
And I was reading some of the initial reviews, and people were saying it almost feels like magic when it actually works. Like, I saw one developer mention they built an entire game in one shot.
Oh, yeah. Someone challenged it to recreate Insane Aquarium.
The old fish tank simulation.
Yeah. The classic one with moving fish, food drops, coin collection. Gemini 3 handled the entire browser orchestration effortlessly to build a working clone.
But the honeymoon phase didn't last long at all, did it?
No, definitely not.
Because the phrase futuristic mess just keeps popping up across the forums?
It really is the perfect description. Because users are complaining about a massive resource drain. Instead of a lightweight editor, you're running a heavy Electron app.
Right, alongside a local Chrome instance.
Just to let the AI execute code. And the bugs are brutal.
Yeah, UI buttons just vanish.
The incredibly popular Svelte extension completely breaks the editor. And one user even reported anti-gravity made a rogue edit that corrupted an entire PHP file.
Corrupting a PHP file is incredibly frustrating, but that's a localized problem. The real uproar started when users realized this tool was tethered directly to their broader Google accounts.
Which led to the OpenClaw bandwave.
Exactly. What actually happened there?
Well, developers figured out they could take anti-gravity's O of credentials, the digital keys used to authenticate the software, and route them to third-party apps.
Like OpenClaw.
Right, which is a local AI assistant. This let them use Gemini outside the official IDE.
But wait, if developers are routing tokens through unauthorized third-party apps, aren't they technically breaking the terms of service?
They are breaking the TOAS, yes.
So why the massive outrage?
Because from a hacker's perspective, finding a way to plug and play APIs to your preferred tool is just what developers do. The issue isn't the rule itself.
It's the enforcement.
Google's draconian zero-tolerance enforcement. We are talking about users who are paying $250 a month for AI Pro and Ultra subscriptions getting permanently banned without a single warning.
No appeals, no refunds.
Nothing. Google even actively deleted users' desperate pleas for help from their own developer forums.
Which brings us to the absolute core of the Hacker News panic. A top post reading, "Google anti-gravity just deleted the contents of my whole drive," went completely viral.
Because Google ties its ecosystem together.
Right. A TOAS violation for an IDE didn't just lock developers out of a coding tool.
That's the terrifying part. This highlights a growing pain in the AI era, the friction between developer hacker culture and corporate walled gardens.
Because everything is linked.
Exactly. When Google nukes your account over an API token routing mistake, you lose decades of personal Gmails.
Your family memories in Google Photos.
And every single document in your Google Drive. It is all effectively deleted and locked away permanently.
That is just staggering collateral damage. And it really forces a comparison with the rest of the industry.
Absolutely.
Look at how Anthropic handled a very similar situation with third-party tool tokens. They gave developers a clear warning.
They updated their policies publicly.
And gave people a few days to adjust their tools before bringing down any kind of banhammer.
The contrast is night and day. Anthropic communicated. Google executed.
The big takeaway for you listening right now is about the hidden cost of your own workflow. When adopting these incredibly powerful new AI tools, the convenience of a single, unified ecosystem comes with massive existential risks to your entire digital footprint.
It absolutely does. And it leaves us with a critical thought to consider as we wrap up today.
Right.
As AI agents become more autonomous and start acting on our behalf, browsing, clicking, and authenticating, who is ultimately legally responsible when the AI itself inevitably violates a platform's terms of service?
Definitely something to ponder before you let an agent take the wheel. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and we'll catch you next time.